Well, actually, I find that the resolution is a bit stronger than I expected after the difficulties we've had in getting the Russians and Chinese aboard, particularly the detailed aspects of the sanctions concerning cargo inspections. It's very interesting that we've gotten the Chinese and the Russians to go that far.
The U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says one of the goals is to increase the cost to Iran's leadership for its defiance of the international community. Do you think this resolution would do that?
It's going to increase the cost, but Iran has been dealing with sanctions one way or another for over three decades, and this particular reigning leadership seems more determined than ever to boldly surge ahead, you know, with its nuclear program. And so I don't think it's going to change Iranian behavior, which is the dangerous part because it sort of leads you into a tunnel in which you don't have very many options as time plays out and the Iranian nuclear program develops further.
What about the inconvenience to the citizens of Iran? If they get pressured enough, can they pressure the government?
Yeah, the citizens actually will be pressured, but they won't probably pressure the government. They will be angry at the West. Because we have to realize that people inside of Iran do not believe in any way that their government is working on a nuclear weapon. There is a minority among the new Greens, the reformists, you know, which does take the government to task for putting too much focus on this. But again, that isn't a lot. And so mainly people are going to be rebounding in their anger against the West, the Americans, the UN, et cetera, for interfering in Iranian affairs.